Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 56. For Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities in Northeast Kansas have identified a man and woman found dead last week in an apparent murder-suicide. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says the bodies of 21-year-old Connor O'Hara and 20-year-old Hannah King, both of Topeka, were found Friday afternoon in a home just south of Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that investigators believe an altercation occurred inside the home and that O'Hara fatally shot King before turning the gun on himself. Sheriff Brian Hill says investigators do not believe anyone else is involved in the fatal shooting, although detectives are continuing to investigate. A Ford County Sheriff's Office canine died following a pursuit yesterday. The Sheriff's Office shared on Facebook that canine Kyra had been called to assist in a pursuit going into Ford County. The canine began showing signs of distress and was immediately taken to a vet. Our news partners at KAKE TV report that the Ford County Sheriff's Office says despite all efforts, the canine passed away. Mid-America Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit list, tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Offers expire month's end.
On Sunday, one of the last four units deployed to Afghanistan returned home to McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. Four aircraft from McConnell were used to help Americans and Afghan allies evacuate. Colonel Nate Vogel says the airmen left McConnell on short notice to help out in Afghanistan. KWCH-TV reports Colonel Vogel says it'll be strange to no longer be fighting the war in Afghanistan, but says his airmen are prepared for whatever comes next. Multiple people were shot overnight at a downtown Wichita nightclub while the suspect remains at large. At least one person is dead, seven others injured in a shooting at that club. Police were called out at around 12:30 this morning to the Enigma Club and Lounge. Our news partners at KAKE TV report a man in his 20s had been kicked out of the club and returned with a gun, opening fire from the sidewalk. One man died in the shooting. At least five others have serious injuries. No arrests have yet been made. And Kansas weather forecaster saying a cold front sweeping across Kansas today, bringing with it cooler temperatures. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say the driver of a semi involved in an eight-vehicle crash that killed two people and injured at least five others has been arrested on two counts of motor vehicle homicide. The Nebraska State Patrol says the crash happened Saturday on westbound I-80 in Lincoln. Authorities said Sunday a preliminary investigation determined that the semi rear-ended one vehicle, then continued westbound for more than a mile, striking several other vehicles. Authorities identified the semi driver as 50-year-old York Wind Crawford of North Miami Beach, Florida. A father and son who were traveling together in a pickup truck were killed. They were identified as 41-year-old Mark Capist and his 7-year-old son Taylor Capist, both of La Vista, Nebraska. Land that had served as the home of a Grand Island Garden Center will soon be the site of a FedEx ground warehouse and distribution center. KSNB reported the recent sale of the 33-acre campus for development of the FedEx ground center. Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Connections and Blue River Rail Trail representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week. Due to recent years of flooding, there is a portion of the trail where the Big Blue River is encroaching and washing out the bank. Engineering plans were presented to show the area and proposed improvements that need to be made. Commissioners unanimously approved $12,000 from the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to help offset costs of engineering fees for the project. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes and Dr. Nancy Zedek met with the board to discuss the retirement of Dr. John Ryan as county-appointed medical director and health officer. Zedek indicated she would be willing to perform both roles for Marshall County. Rhodes previously had asked CMH if any doctors on staff would be interested. She was told that none were. Last week, Dr. Rice indicated interest. Fritz Blaski and Keith Bramhall voted to appoint Dr. Nancy Zedek as medical director and health officer for Marshall County beginning September 1st. Barb Kiekhafer voted no, indicating nothing personal against Zedek, but feels it should be someone from in Marshall County. Former County Commissioner Mick Keating questioned the board on the need for a 37-bed jail. He's concerned with building a jail that's too big. It was explained, although it may seem to house too many beds, there are increasing circumstances where inmates must be separated, and the current facility or a smaller facility will not allow for that, which would lead to more cost in housing inmates outside. Keating also feels a new jail should go to a vote of the people. He feels this is why we ended up with a jail and courthouse building that we have, because the board at the time was trying to build with funds they had and cut corners instead of putting the vote to the people and building what we needed. The board discussed two options for the 2022 Marshall County budget. Option one showed a mill levy of 47.865, which is 1.229, lower than the 21 budget, and would be a decrease in tax collections in the amount of $63,000. Option two, a mill levy of 47.092, which is just over 2 mills lower than the 21 budget. That would be a decrease in tax collections of $219,000. That second option was accepted with a budget hearing Monday, September 13th at 8:30 a.m. in the commissioner's room. Washington County Commissioner's meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Sheriff advised that Seth Olmers resigned as relief deputy effective August 30th. He's hired Alan Russo and Amber Miller as full-time dispatchers. Commissioners discussed replacing the local health officer in Nemahal County. Gary Scobie moved to approve appointing Nicole Keim to serve as Nemahal County local health officer at a contract rate of $7,000 per month, with the understanding she will contract with additional staff as needed. Jason Cook seconded the motion. Motion carried with Dylan Keim abstaining. Keim moved to approve appointing Irvin Cohen to consult with a local health officer at a contract rate of $1,000 per month. That passed unanimously. At the September 7 meeting, business will be limited to budget work for Nemahal County commissioners. Gage County Board of Supervisors Friday held a budget hearing, unanimously adopting a $50.17 million budget, which includes continued payments toward the Beatrice 6 judgment. The increase is 2.05% year over year. Supervisors estimate another 3 to 4 years to finalize the civil judgment payments. Roughly $3.3 million of the budget is earmarked toward that effort, and the state has passed a measure allowing $4 million in assistance. Budget requests from non-county agencies, townships, and fire districts showed no increase, with modest increases in county office budgets. Wymore and Blue Springs fire departments responded to a house fire Monday evening in Wymore in the 400 block of North 11th Street. The Jacob Ward family was returning home and reported the blaze, which was extinguished in the basement, but had spread to the first and second floors. A family dog was a reported fatality, but the residents were gone at the time. No injuries reported by firefighters. Fire marshal has been called in to investigate the cause. Donald E. Wink, age 87 of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, northeast of Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Don Wink. Leonella R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Leonella Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral in the Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, green beans, apricots, and cake. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, red skin potatoes, peas, and cherries. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system still making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the area, across parts of Minnesota into Wisconsin, Michigan. Otherwise, a cold front will continue to push into the central, east-central parts of the Midwest. It's going to be more of a dry cold front, so really just a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow, continuing into tomorrow night. Otherwise, high-pressure system moves in. We'll continue to see beautiful weather all the way through the end of the week, into the weekend, with mostly sunny skies. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-50s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s, winds will be from the northwest. Tomorrow night, clear skies, upper 50s. As we enter Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening 7:49, sunrise in the morning at 7:02. 70 degrees in Marysville this morning, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place. 562-5321.
The Joker tested, and one of baseball's most exciting players makes history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Men's number one Novak Ain't No Djokovic moved a step closer towards another career milestone at the U.S. Open. After dropping the first set to Jenson Brooksby, the Joker won the next three straight. 6-3, 6-2, 6-2, advancing to the men's quarterfinals. Djokovic is now three wins away from passing Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for the most career Grand Slams. He's enjoying the ride.
I try to be grateful about it, and of course, I appreciate every single step in the journey.
Baseball, the Rays defy the odds with a remarkable comeback.
The pitch, swinging a line drive underneath the glove of the first baseman Cordero and down the right field line. Here comes a Rosarena. Here's the throw from Renfro. It's late. Cruz flying in the second. He is safe!
The call on WDAE after erasing a six-run deficit. Nelson Cruz's single helped Tampa Bay overhaul the Red Sox in extras 11-10. The Blue Jays' Bash brothers, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Marcus Semien, teed off on the slumping Yankees in the Bronx.
Tyone Deals. and a curveball has popped up down the right field line, starting to travel well. Judge is at the wall, and he can't get it. It's gone!
On Sportsnet, with his first inning homer, Guerrero and his father, Vlad Sr., joined Cecil and Prince Fielder as the only father-son duos to hit 40 home runs in a season. Semien went deep twice and drove in five runs. The Jays routed the Yanks 8-0 for their fifth straight win. Toronto now trailing the Red Sox by three games for the second American League wild card. A pre-dawn arrival at St. Louis had little effect on the Dodgers.
One ball, no strike pitch to Taylor. He swings and he lifts it in the air deep to left center field. It is back. It is gone.
On KLAC, Chris Taylor's homer, part of a four-run first for L.A. Ace Max Scherzer struck out 13 over eight innings. The Dodgers topped the Cardinals 5-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Tyson Foods is sweetening benefits for employees in its effort to encourage vaccinations, offering up to 20 hours of paid sick leave for workers who get shots. The company and United Food and Commercial Workers announcing an agreement on Friday with that benefit, which will go into effect January 1st. The company also says new hires will receive a week of vacation after 6 months of employment. The agreement also has the support of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. The UFCW represents about 26,000 Tyson workers, and together with the RWDSU, those the two unions represent more than 80% of the 31,000 Tyson food workers in the U.S. who are unionized. Of Tyson's 120,000 U.S. employees, more than 90,000 have already been vaccinated, including more than 30,000 since the company announced early in August that all workers had to be vaccinated by November 1st. Corn farmers who split up high nitrogen will soon have another option for crop insurance. Starting in the 2022 crop year, the USDA Risk Management Agency will offer the Post-Application Coverage Endorsement, or PACE, in certain states for non-irrigated corn, providing coverage for producers who use the practice that's considered better for natural resources and saves money for producers. To split apply nitrogen, growers make multiple fertilizer applications during the growing season rather than providing all the crop's nitrogen requirements with a single treatment before or during planting. Split application of nitrogen can lead to lower input costs as well as help prevent runoff or leaching of nutrients into waterways and groundwater. This is because it's used in more targeted amounts over multiple applications rather than simply one large application. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News from Deep Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for the Larry Steckline Report. Hats up to our partners at Cape News.
We find out that Bayer has pulled glyphosate from the U.S. market. Well, that's what we're going to talk about on this Steckline Report. Sure, appreciate you joining us. Bayer to pull glyphosate from the U.S. market. But it's lawn and garden only, not agriculture. So don't get carried away, those of you who are using it on the farm, and there's a lot of it that is being used there. And there's a lot of it that's being used for lawns, golf courses, and other items such as that. In fact, I was shocked to see that Bayer has admitted more than 90% of the Roundup litigation claims that Bayer has faced in recent years has come from the U.S. residential lawn and garden market business segment, and is what led to the companies deciding to abandon it. 90%, more than 90%. Now, that's a shocker. A lot of people, well, those who don't know much about the world of agriculture, blame farmers for the problems that Roundup has had. And, yes, I suppose we're guilty some, but it sure doesn't look like it's to the effect that some of these people have been talking about in the past. 90% of the problems that Bayer has faced in the courtroom has been because of markets other than agriculture. So, farmers, we can still use it, but don't bet we can forever. This herbicide issue is a big one. We'll keep our eyes on it and just hope that there isn't too many things that happen in Washington to put a damper on usage of some of those products that make it so we can grow some stuff on the farm and make it cheaper for those people that go to the grocery store to get things bought. Hey, thanks for being with us. See you next time around.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers across the Central Plains are quickly seeing the benefits of Lima Cereal Seed's new coaxium-traded wheat, controlling the grasses you don't want in your wheat fields and getting outstanding yields. Kaufman Seeds has a full lineup of coaxium wheat lines, including Atomic, Photon, Helix. But don't forget that Chrome and the all-new Julep have excellent yields and quality. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836. That's 800-634-2836 to get your wheat ordered.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Is your household growing or shrinking? We take a look at the evolving American household on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Labor Day, Tuesday, September 7th, the 250th day of the year. Rock and roll pioneer Buddy Holly was born on this day, and ESPN made its TV debut in 1979. If the family is together for the holiday, take a head count and see how you stack up against the average household. The American household size has been steadily shrinking for the past 100 years. Until recently, that is. In 1915, the average household had 4.5 people. By the 60s, that number had shrunk to 3. By 2006, there were 2.5 people per home. But the most recent census data shows a reversal of that trend. Economic constraints are keeping more young people at home, and grown children are making room for parents and grandparents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports College Football from the weekend. Jason Bean connected with Lawrence Arnold for the second time in the game with 1:12 remaining Friday night, allowing KU to escape with a 17-14 victory over South Dakota in Coach Lance Leipold's debut with the Jayhawks. The KU student section rushed to the field to celebrate the end of a 13-game skid, albeit against an FCS opponent, and the Jayhawks' first win since beating Texas Tech October 26th of 19. Kansas State's sixth-year quarterback Skylar Thompson ran for 2 touchdowns, and the Wildcats opened the season Saturday with a 24-7 win over Stanford. Deuce Vaughn sprinted 59 yards for a touchdown and finished with 124 yards rushing on 13 carries for the Wildcats. The Cardinal had won its last 4 games in 2020. K-State Wildcats had lost their last 5. Tuesday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
Sophomore Silas Miller won the boys' division of the cross-country meet hosted by Marysville High School Saturday, while the Bulldogs' Ryan Stotte and Isaiah Miller finished 5 and 6, Brennan Pilsel 14th, and Asher Wassum 17th. Washington County's Garrison Sand was 15th, and Drake Baker 20th, among top 20 boys' finishers. In the girls' division, Ellie Williams of Donovan West was 1st, Michelle Zarmanicki of Hanover 6th, Mackenzie Baker of Washington County finished 7th. Taylor Meyer of Marysville was 12th. Hattie Gross of Frankfort 15th. Aspen Mosing of Axtell 16th. And Morgan Allen of Centralia took 17th among top 20 girls finishers.
Only 1 week into the fall sports season, the Twin Valley League is already showing the prowess. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KandyYRadio.com. The defending state champion Hanover Wildcat football team earned their first win of the season in convincing fashion. We'll talk to Coach Matt Hoyer. The Donovan West cross country girls picked up where they left off last year, taking the gold at the Marysville Country Club, and will name the TVL Spotlight Athlete of the Week. All that coming up this week on KandyYRadio.com.
KNDY.
There's an itty bitty flame burning deep in my heart. You wanna make something of it? Oh, do you feel the same? Maybe just a little spark. You wanna make something of it? Do you wanna turn it into something that's burning like a raging fire out of control?
dreams in a box, wrapped up in dreams, a card that explains how much your love means, a table for two, with soft candlelight, the words I love you, somewhere in the night, I meant to do that. Does that mean a thing? If you wanted songs, then I meant to sing. I'd give you the world if you'd give mine back what I didn't do. I meant to do that. Late in the night, nothing to say. Maybe a call to talk anyway. A letter or two, some words that rhyme, to promise you love for now and all time. I meant to do that. Does that mean a thing? If you wanted songs, then I meant to sing. I'd give you the world if you'd give mine back what I didn't do. I meant to do that. Hold on to the love you gave until the end of time. You wanted songs that I meant to sing. I'd give you the world.